Today's Thursday, January 31st, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Extron, industry-leading technology backed by world-class support.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 373. I am joined by Joanne Drulis and Jimmy Paschke talking about BiAmp adding to their European team. Jimmy Paschke starts off talking about the importance of a uniform experience on an international scale.
I think kind of like in my experiences here in the States, each little area has their own little nuances. I was talking to a gentleman in San Francisco last night, and he mentioned lightning. I said, we don't really have a lot of lightning in Northern California, but what you do get is a lot of brownouts. And so having somebody established, you know, in the pockets regionally out in Europe and in other countries certainly helps, because you get a real sense of what the issues are or might be. And then obviously being accredited appropriately so that your certification for each country is appropriate enough to limit any liability that somebody might have by plugging into one of our products. That's also key. And then the last part is people still like dealing with people. So, you know, having a face that's local, that somebody understands the person, you know, the relationship, that the understanding of the region is there, as opposed to maybe somebody coming over from North America that just gets to go, whatever, once a quarter or once a year to give some FaceTime. I think it's crucial, no matter what region we happen to be working in.
Well, you mentioned something there about being accredited locally. In the U.S., we have different certifications, obviously. Is that something that you guys go after and you say, hey, we want to get into this market? Let's say India, for example, we want to get into the India market or the China market. What certifications do we need? Or is that a pushback from your clients that say, hey, we want to use your product in XYZ country, but we need these certs?
Yeah, well, it goes both ways. You know, with the acquisition in 2016 of Surgex folding into Amatech, who's a very much a global company, it's one of the first questions we are going to ask ourselves is, yes, we would like to participate in Brazil or Australia or wherever, but, you know, A, can we? Right out of the gate, do we have the certifications to be able to do it? B, in many cases, do we have the resources? Is there already an established office space? Is there an established distribution network that we can tie into? And actually, it just helped us with relationships in Australia here very recently, this past month. But yeah, certainly it's coming from us. Also, it will come from the customer. If it doesn't come out of our mouths first, that'll be the first thing they ask. We'd love to use your product. It seems like great product. Will we be in trouble if something happens because of some, you know, certification that may not be there?
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.